night is also shechet by miyad. For sure it was Torah. The Baal Zikha took care about it before Yom Tov, and he made it Torah, and now it's still Torah right now. Nimtzais kishura lisakin, harei kisakin. Let's say you find the kupitz. You find the big knife that they use to chop up the meat with. That after we said, even if you find the Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid, maybe it's still Tameh. The Baalim wasn't terrible in the mikveh yet. But that's only if you find the big knife by itself. But let's say you find it, kshur l'sakin, you find the big knife tied up with a regular shechet knife, then we say Erev Kisakin. Even the big knife has a heft, you could use it right away. If today is Erev Pesach, you found it today, you're allowed to use it without putting it in the mikveh. But since it was tied together, Mistama, the owner, took care of both of them together. And since we say for sure he took care of the shechet knife, because he knows he asked the chef to come and Pesach today on Erev Pesach, so Zichah took care of it yesterday, so the same way he was tabled, the sakin, who didn't have the right to say he was tabled the kupitz also. Therefore the big knife, if it's tied onto the shechet knife, you also have the same din as Torah, you're allowed to use it right away.
Right, stop here. You're holding that for Chof Aleph from the base. Holding. We finished the Mishnah, but the last Mishnah said that Kol HaRoikin HaNimtzim B'Yerushalayim is Torah. If you find any spit in Yerushalayim, it's Torah. Chutz Mishel Shuk Helyon. Except this one place, the Shuk Helyon, that place is Tomek. Give it Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Avin B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Sorin Shel Nochrim HaYisham. This place, the Shuk Helyon, was a special place that they had a lot of goyim that used to wash clothing there. And they have a loch like a zav. So therefore, any spit you find there, mistama comes from them, therefore it's tummy. As Korbanada says, Ksaron Shonochrim, Kaivel Shonochrim Hoyeshom, Bishuk Helion. They used to live in this place, Nishuk Helion. V'rachomim Gozru Al HaNochrim Shiyo Kizovim, L'chol Divrayim, V'roike Tomei. Midrabonin, a goy has a loch like a zav, and therefore the spit that comes out of him is also tummy. Therefore in this one place, the Shuk Helyon, there any spit you find is tummy. Because rogue people there are goyim, and therefore it's tummy. Moram Rabbi Chanino, Arudois hoyonoichrim b'Yerushalayim. They used to, Arudois is like a wild animal. Is a wild, he says, it's a wild animal that they used to kill in Yerushalayim. And the blood used to run down the streets of Yerushalayim, and the people that walked through the Shuk of Yerushalayim used to go, the blood used to go till their knees, till their ankles. That's how high up the blood used to go, until their ankles. He says, they used to kill this type of an animal for the king, for the purpose of the king. But I call upon him, there was a lot of blood going down the streets of Yerushalayim. Now, they came and asked the question in front of the Chachamim. They didn't answer them. Notice the question was, is this dam tameh or not? Like we had the Shalom, the Gemara before. The dam of an avela, of a behemoth tameh, is that blood tameh or not? Like here was a wild animal, and they killed it, and now the blood came running down the streets. So the question is that blood tameh or not? And they didn't answer. Mara says, Rabbi Simeon, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Maise B'Predo, Michel Beis Rebbe, the same type of a Maise story happened with the mule that belonged to Beis Rebbe, Shemesa, that the animal died, and its blood came out, V'Tiro Estomeo Mishum Nevela. And the Rabbanan said that the dam, the blood that comes out of the mule, is tor, does not have a Tumas Nevela on it. Now, Rabbi Lazar Shoyel Rabbi Simeon, Rabbi Laza asked the question from Rabbi Simeon, Ad Kama, until how much blood do we still say it's Tomei? That we had the question before. Do you say only up until a Revius of Dan comes out, that's when it's Tomei? But if more than a Revius comes out, it's Tomei? Or it's Tomei? Or maybe no. Maybe no matter how much blood comes out, still it's Tor. V'loya Givei. And he didn't answer him. Hey, so Rabbi Simeon did not answer back Rabbi Laza. Is Shaul Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So Rabbi Lezer went to ask the Shaul from somebody else. He asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omalei, Ad Revius Tor, Yoisemi Kan Tomei. He answered that clearly. That after we say the blood of the mule is Torah, it's only up until a Revius came out. But once you have more than a Revius, then Tak it's Tomei. So Mar says, Uboyish Rebbe Leza to Leichoz Le Rebbe Simon. Rebbe Leza felt a little bit bad at Rebbe Simon, how come he didn't answer me? Like he asked the question to Rebbe Simon and he just turned away, he didn't answer him. She felt bad. So the Mar. Leichoz Le Rebbe Simon Shmosa. Hey, you felt bad, how come he didn't answer me? Rabbi Bevoi Hevi Yosef. Rabbi Bevoi was sitting. He said over this halacha, this question. Again, if the blood comes out of an animal, a behemoth tomato, what's the halacha of the dam? Does it have tumas novela or not? Is Omalei Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisno. So Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisno asked the question. He said, Ad Revius Scriptis, Ad Kamo Omalei, some say take it out, should be Ad Revius Tor. Do you say that Opatul the Revius, the blood come out? Then it's Torah, I understand that. But Yosef Mikan, Tomei. But maybe more than that is Tomei. So really, Rabbi Yitzchok asked this question. He asked the question in front of Rabbi Bevoi. He asked him, what's the halacha? After we say the blood that comes out of an animal Tomei is Torah, is it only up until a Revius or even more? Oh boy, it may. And he didn't answer him. Forget, he got angry at him. Rabbi Bevoi got angry at the fact that Rabbi Yitzchok asked him a question. Is Omalei Rabbi Zrikas, Rabbi Zika, etc. Rabbi Bevoi? Begin the heavy shirlucho at boitbei, because somebody comes to ask you a question and maybe you didn't know the answer. That's why you get angry at him. Like if you don't know, say you don't know, but how come you get angry at him? Or Malay, so he answered back, begin the lehevez daiti be. Hey, today he was very torrid. He didn't have his right mind. Something was bothering him today. He didn't have the yishavadas, so therefore he wasn't at his right mind. That's why he didn't want to answer him. The Omer Rabbi Chonin. Rabbi Chonin says, the Pesach says, for ho yul chayachot luyim lucho, mi negid. Like your life will be hanging, will be tolly. If you have to buy chitim from year to year, like you don't have a storage, that's called your life is tolly in somebody else. If they'll have enough food to give you. You'll be afraid of night and by day. That you buy from a merchant that sells. Also, you don't know if we'll always have it or not. So you have to be tolly in somebody else. Yeah, you're afraid. And you're not going to have trust in your own life. Again, you won't know how you're going to live. That if you have to come on to a baker. In other words, you don't have your own bread. You can't buy your own bread. You can't make your own bread. You have to come on to somebody else every single day to have bread from somebody else. So that also, you don't have a good life. The so he answered back like me, at least today, he had to be sending on a palter on a baker. So he didn't have his own bread. That's why he was a little like worried. So therefore, he didn't want to answer him back because his mind was bothered. He wouldn't be able to answer him the right way. But Akopon Gemara says, "My kedoin." Like, what's the maskona? What's the locha? If the blood comes out of an animal tomeya, do we say it's tummy or not? Is Hayat Rav Yeshua ben Pesura? He said over that Adam nevela shutor. Said over, no, that the blood that comes out of a nevela, the blood is tor. Only the animal itself has tumas nevela. But the blood, the dam that comes out of the animal, that's taka tor. The Gemara says, my tor, what does it mean it's tor? I'll tell you, maybe toy malihachshir. Maybe it only means that this blood does not have a halacha like mayim. It's not called like water to be machshir, or another food to mekabel tumah. That's all. It's tor that's not malihachshir mekabel tumah. If this blood goes upon a meichel, a food, it doesn't make that food roi to mekabel tumah. Or beholit mois mitama. But maybe the blood itself, if somebody touches it, maybe it is tomei. Maybe it has a lock like a nevela, just like a nevela is tomei. Maybe the blood that comes out of the nevela is also tomei. The Gemara says, Tamon Taninen. We learned over there, Mishnah Machshirin, that dam, I'm going to ask you a question now. You can't say that's the pshat over here. Hey, so far we learned clearly that it says dam nevela is tor. So you want to say maybe tor means just that it's not like water to be machshir lekabel tumah. But maybe it itself is tummy. But the mother can't be, because Tamon Taninim, we learned the Mishnah Machshirin, Dam HaSheretz, the blood that comes out of a sheretz, is Metame Kipsori. The blood that comes out of a sheretz, it has the same halacha like Psori, not it itself is tummy. Metame, the blood itself is tummy. V'yena Machshir, but this blood, even though regular Dam, has a halacha like water, that when it goes upon an Eichel, it makes it royal Kabel Tumah, the blood of a sheretz is not Hashle Kabel Tumah. And there the Mishnah says, V'yein lonu k'yetzeboi. We don't have any other case like this. So it's mashma, this is the only case by the blood of a sheretz that we say, even though the blood itself is tomei, but when it touches other food, it's not mash lekabel tumah. Mashma, nothing else is like this. So how could you tell me the dam of nevela is also the same way? The Mishnah says there's nothing else like it. V'ein lanu k'yaitzibay. And if the Gemara, I'll tell you no, it means kashir tumasi. Maybe really dam nevela also has the same halachon, that the dam itself is tumi, but just is not considered like water, it can't be mashma yaitzibay lekabel tumah. So that halach, it's a kasha on the Mishnah in Machshirin. Why does it say the only case like that is the dam of the sheretz? The teretz is, we're talking about the size. How much blood do you have to have? That means, by sheretz we say, shir kutumosai. Avodomai metama kibsori. The halach is that the dam of the sheretz is metama just like its boser. Just like the boser of a sheretz, all you have to have is just a kadoshom, there's an ugzeres akosim, that a sheretz, even if it's as small as the size of a lentil, it's not even a kezayis, still it's metamiyu. So that's the chiddush, that the blood that comes out of a sheretz has the same halachon. You do not have to have a revius of dam. If you only have enough dam, the size of a chadasha, it's also tumah. That's the only case like this. No other dam has tumah like chadasha. That's what the Mishnah Machshira means. Zeinachnami, the etzim yisoy, that the blood could be tumah. Mashenkin, if it goes on top of food, it's not mash lekabel tumah. Maybe that's the loch even by dam neveler also. So again, we have noraya. What's the loch? When the blood that comes out of a nevela, do we say just like the nevela is tumah, the blood is also tumah, or maybe not? Amar Rabbi Yosi said, pligi bo trei amaroyim. It's a machlokes between two amaroyim. What's the loch? Chad amar, one says tumah. The blood that comes out of nevela has the loch like the blood like the nevela itself, and it is tumah. The Chadama one says tor, no, the blood that comes out of a dead animal, even though the dead animal is tamei, the blood is tor. Versus man the yama tamei, the one that says that it's tamei, Kareb Yehuda, goes according to Yehuda Shita. Or man the yama tor, man the yama tamei, that says tamei is Kareb Yehuda. Or man the yama tor, Kareb Yeshua ben Soira. Kareb Yeshua ben Soira. Omale Rav Avdimi, the men of Chusa, the yoyes the Reb Yehuda. The Chura Rabbi Yehuda, he should be the right one. We should listen to Rabbi Yehuda. Attacking the dam is tummy. Why? Marayna Dvei Nesiyah heavy. Because he was the Moira Roh here by the Dvei Nesiyah, and they passed in the Shiloh. So Mestami, he knows what the Loch is. But since he came from the Dvei Nesiyah, if he says, oh, it's tummy, that's the way the Loch should be. That the blood that comes out of a Nevela, if you have a Revius of Dam, the Revius of Dam is Metama, just like the Nevela itself is tummy. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaRoikin. If any rake, any spit you find in Yerushalayim, it's tohor. Except for one place, just to shukel you. For the Gemara, loy kein amr Rabbi Avua, v'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanino, loy gozu ala roikin shev Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosi said a cloud, a bechlaud, the Rabbonah did not make gzeir on roikin shev Yerushalayim. Any spit you find in Yerushalayim, it's always tohor. So the question is, the Mishnah says no, but by the shukel you're in this one place, is yet tamei. I, Rabbi Yosi, have a cloud, it's always tohor. And the Gemara, Yitmalah, Rabbi Yavam, Hashem, Rabbi Shuvah Levi, Tzaren Shalnochrim Hoyishom. Now this is the Teretz. That Rabbi Yosi says in Yerushalayim, they were not Goyze Tumor on the Reich, that's Astam Yerushalayim. But this one place, the Shuk Helion, since there were a lot of Goyim living there, that was the Tzaren Shalnochrim. They were cleaners there. The Goyim there used to be a Kaifas, used to clean your clothing. So everybody used to give the clothing there, and there were Goyim working there, so since Rob with them were Goyim, and with the Rabbanan gave a Nochri, a din like a Zav, therefore his Roik, his spit is Tomei. So that one place is different. But in Echnami, all over Yerushalayim, it's a Sophic, where they come from, and Rov are Yidin, that are Tor, therefore the Rabbanan were not Goyze Tuma in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says, B'shai Yemois HaShona, it depends. The rest of the year, not during Regola, not during Yom Tov, is Hatimeya Mahalchim Shibolus. Mashma, the rest of the year, most of the people talk about Tomei. And when you're walking down the street, the majority of the people walk down the middle. So we say Hatimeyim, the Tomeim which are the Rove, Mahalchim Shibolus. They walk right in the middle of the street. The Atahurim, the people that are Tor, Mahalchim and Atzad. Since they're a minority, they're smaller, they only walk on the side. So that's what our Mishnah says. That Vishayim Ay Sashon, if you find the Reich on the side, it's Torah. If you find it in the middle of the street, then you have to know on it came from a Zab, someone that was Tomei, and it's Tomei. Now our Gisr is, V'yatohoirim Mahalchim Stam. That a Torah digger person, he goes, Stam means he goes in the middle of the road. V'yatimeyim Oimrim Lem Purushim. And the Tomei digger person says, stay away from me. That's the way our Gersa is. The Gruah changes the Gersa. He says the Gersa should be just the opposite. Okay, you've seen him. That had Tameyeh Mahalchim in Astam. By the rest of the year, most of them are Tomedika people. So they walk, Stam means they walk in the middle of the street. The Atahirim, the few people that are Tor, they Omer Lam Prushim. They're walking on the sides, and they tell the Tameyim, stay away from us. In other words, they're Makbid, the Torahdika people, to go only in the middle, on the side of the road. Therefore, the side of the road is Tor, because the Tahirim were Makbid Badafka to walk on the side. Mashenkein, the Mora says, B'shas HaRegel, join the Gimel Regolim, then HaTahirim Mahalchim Shibolis. Since on Regal, most Yidden are Matari themselves before the Regal, so then we say the Torahim, the majority of the people, Mahalchim Shibolis. They walk in the middle of the road. Shibolis means the middle of the road. The Atomei Mahalchim in Atzad, and the few people that are Tomei, they walk on the side, and therefore the Mishnah says that the Reich you find on the side of the street, that's what's Tomei. But the Reich in the middle of the street, that's what's Torah. And the going change of the Gerson should be that HaTahurim Mahalchim Stam, that on Regal, the Torah, the people, the majority of the people that are Torah, they walk in the middle of the road, they go Stam. The Atumeim, it should be Omulem Prushi. And the Tumeim, the people that walk on the side, they like keep themselves separate from the majority of people that are Torah, and they don't mingle with them. Therefore, only the Roke on the side is Tomei, but the Roke in the middle of the street, that's Taka Torah. Then the Mishnah says, Kola Kelhom Nitzoyim. Any keli you find in Yerushalayim, it's also Torah. If Rabbonim were not going to Stam Tome in Yerushalayim. Tomorrow says, Loi Kein Amar Bavua. Didn't your Bavua said, B'shem Rabbi Yechanin, that Loi Gozru Ala Kelim Shev Yerushalayim. Like Rabbi Yechanin said over Klal, anytime you have a suffix, if the keli is Torah or not, in Yerushalayim, they weren't going to Tome. So the question is, but our Mishnah says, that if you find a kli on the road that's going down towards the Mikvah, then we say it is Tome. I, Rabbi Yochanan, said, Mash Mestam, in any place in Yerushalayim, they were not Geizer Tumma on Kelim in Yerushalayim. So Gemara answers, Mechivon Shinimtsu, Derech Yeridu Lebeis HaTfilom, since you found this Kli on the road that's going down to the Mikvah, Nasu Hoichich, it's as if, like it's telling us for sure, it's Tumay, because this road leads down to the Mikvah. And like we said, the road coming up is a different road. So anybody going down this road, Mistama had Kalim that are Tomei, and they went to be Tavlit. So if you find a Kli on the road going down to the Mikvah, it's like Kochiyah, it's like for sure that it's Tomei. That's why this one case is Tomei. But any other Kli that you find in Yerushalayim, if it's a Suffolk, if it's Tomei or not, the Rabbonim were not going to Tum in Yerushalayim. Abishoyel, Hoyekur, Oysan, Sipurim. At the end of the Mishnah it says that all Kalim are Torah, chutz from a few type of Kalim. Says chutz min asal, that's the basket, and we say that they used to bury the mace right here in one place, and then later they would collect the bones and bury it someplace else. They had a special basket for that, the amagrefon, the amaritza. And now Mishnah says a loshen for amaritza. Amagrefon is like the shovel, the amaritza is something to do with its fast. So our Gemara says not to be gerus amaritza, but rather he's gerus avisholoi kermenoise tzipurin. He called it Tzipurin. This tool was not called Hamaritza, it was called Tzipurin. Man the Yom Tzipurin. Why do we call it Tzipurin? Shoyedaylu Tzipurin. Because the tool used to look like a nail. Since it used to look like a nail that they used to use to shovel the bones together, that's why it was called Tzipurin. Now, Man the Yom, the Man the Yom in our Mishnah, that calls this Keli Maritza, that this Keli that they used to use to shovel the mace is Tomei. It's called Maritza. Why? Shemaritza es Evel Leves HaKvaris. It's like you want to make it go fast, the stone to the basic forest. They used to use this kli to make the bones, like to get the bones together, to take it to the basic forest. That's why they call the name of the kli Maritza, like it's doing it fast. Kupitz. And now Mishnah says what the locha was, if you find the kupitz, that's the big knife. So that if you find an Erev Yomtiv, Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid maybe the Bailam did not take it to the mikveh yet, and you still have to be tablet. But the end of the Mishnah says, but Nimtzuk, at the top line we had, Nimtzuk Shuro Lasakin. But if you find this kupis, the big knife, tied on to a regular shurchet knife, then we say a Reyu Kisakin. That just like the Sakin, the shurchet knife, on Erev Yom Tov for sure is Torah, because everybody knows they have to use it to shech the Korban Pesach. So most probably the Bailin was Matairit yesterday. Who Adin, if you have now this kupis, the big knife that cuts Tam, cuts the meat, we also say was Torah, since it's tied together with the Sakin. That's the way our Mishnah has it. So Gemara says, Tony, in the Brice, it says the opposite way. It says, Asakin Kshuro Lo, Harei Zu Kimaisai. if the knife is tied on to the kupas, to the big, if the sakin means the shachit knife, the knife we use for shchita, is tied on to the big knife, then we suggest the opposite, that the sakin and the shchita knife have the same halacha like the kupas. And even if you find it on every pesach, still will be tamei. That's one shot in the first say, that this Bryce is arguing on our Mishnah. And the Kohen Leder says, Tony has sakin kshuroloi. If nimsa has sakin kshuro the kupas, if you find the shachit knife tied on to the kupitz, tied on to the big knife, harezek a kupitz. It has the same look like the kupitz, like the big knife, which is tomei. Uvizeh vizeh shenu matfil, upligi amat nisim. And both of them, even the shechet knife, also you have to take to the mikvah. And this is just the opposite, like Al Mishnah says, if you find them tied together, you'll go lukula, and say, just like Mistama, the shechet knife, was already in the mikvah, who was in the big knife you want to use to cut the mikvah was also in the mikvah. And this Brisa says just the opposite. The Mishnah says, Poroiches shenim seis bevlar atumah. The poroiches that in the base of Migdash, or in the Mishkan, that was the curtain. If it became tomei from a vlad hatumah, then the loch reis matfilu noisei bifnim. There used to be tables in the mikvah inside the Azar itself. Now bevlar atumah poshri means the tumah only with the Rabbonin, as the Korban Eidah says, Shenogu b'mashkin. The poroiches, the curtain, touched mashkin. Timayim. Shechachomim gozru ala mashkin shematamin kelim. With the Rabbonin, mashkin have a loch like a rishon l'tumah that could be metame kelim. Gzeru mishu mashkin de zavazov. It's a din the Rabbonin. Or gzeru mishu mashkin de zavazov. But I'll call for him, if the proiches became tomei from a vlad ha-tumah, then we say, matfiul noise b'fnim. You'll have to be tovelet in the mikveh inside the azor itself. And right away you can go and hang up the curtains again. You don't have to wait till Harish Shemesh. You'll have to hang it up right away. Let's say when the curtains became tomei from an avatuma, then we say, like a sheretz touched the proiches, then we say the din is matvila noisa bachutz. Matvila noisa bachutz. You have to take the proiches outside the base of Migdash bachutz and table it there. And you have to wait till it has Harish Shemesh. You have to wait till it comes at night time. And you hang it over, the side, outside the fence, like. Because the law is, if the prayer becomes tamei, you have to put it into the mikvah, and you're not allowed to bring it back into the base of Migdash until it comes night time. So you have to hang it up on the chayil outside, and then at night time you bring it back into the base of Migdash. In Moise Chadosha, Luitzui was a new curtain, a new pareiches. Then we say, Shoitche Noiso, Algav Witzdebo. They used to hang it outside the base of Migdash on top of a big stool. What was the purpose? Kedeshi Yiruam. But Witzdebo is a big stool, it was on top of the mountain, and everybody could see it. So we wanted everybody should see how pretty the pareiches was. She Yiruam es Malachto. She know, everybody should see how nice the pareiches looked. So they used to, when it was tomei, that would be table outside the base of Migdash, and they would hang it up on the top of the mountain there, then everybody should see it. Rabbi Shimon ben Amli Eloimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan, for Reuches. How big was the Reuches? The Reuches, this was the curtain that divided the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. How big was this Reuches? It's Uvio Tefach. It was sick a Tefach. Al Shivim Mushtayim Nimim Neregis. It was made on the loom that he had 72 strings going down first. That's how many strings were going down. Our kol nima v'nima on every single string was chov dalet chutin, or every single strand going down, there were 24 strings to it. We'll see in the Gemara how we get the cheshbon. There were four different minim they used, like tcheles, agormon, shleishonim, we'll see, four different types, and each one was kofol vov, six times. So four times six is 24. There were 24 strings. Now, orko, how long was the pareiches? Memama, 40 yamas long. For roch, how wide was it? Chof. That was the exact door of the entrance to the kodesh. Yeah. That was kemidas pesach ulam. That was connected to the opening of the ulam. She gavoya boyim. It was 40 yamas high. For roch, 20 yamas wide.
Yeah.
Now, umishmoinim ushtayim ribuy hoisenasis. It was made from 82 10,000s. That's 820 100,000. That's what it was made from. So, to Shiloh, what does it mean? Some say it was made from this amount of strings, And some say that's how much kesef they used to make the proiches. It's 820,000. Used to make two of them every year. As every half a year they can make one of them. When the proiches became tomei and they had to put it into the mikvah, they needed 300 kanim to carry it. That's how heavy it was. And we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's only a guzma. Whenever the Gemara says a lashon of 300, 300 is usually just exaggeration. A little bit, at least. So the Gemara. Ilua, how do we know now that proiches was made from 24 strings, each one? So like this. Ilua machut. If the Torah would have just said, use a chut, echod, I would say it means chut echod, one. Kofol lishnayim. It would say two, to divide it up. I'd say it means two. That's the commentator says. Ilua machut. Karim lechas aproiches. Is one chut by itself, I would mean you have to fold it over twice. Shazur, if the Torah would have said Lashon Shazur to be twisted together, I would say Lishloisha, it has to be folded over three times. Moshazor, now that the Torah says Lashon Moshazor, Lishisha, means it has to be folded over kofel six times. So each string was folded over six times. And Abo Mikan, and there were four different materials that it came from. Abo Klema, the Abo Mina Moyabo. Tcheles, the Yagormon, Vesala Hashoni, Veshesh Moshezor. So six different types of material had to be made, and each one of them, each string, was folded over six times. Therefore, Vyestrum Vyabur. Therefore, each string was like 24. It was folded over four times, it was folded over six times, and it came four different materials. Mixed together, that's how you got one from one string. Tony Ebreister says, Shleishu Meshtayim. No, not 24, but 32. How do you get 32? Ilua machut echad. Third, would have just said the word chut echad. I would say kofel shnayim. It means folded over into two. Shazur. The third would have said lashon shazur liabo. That would have mean it had to be folded over four times. Moshezor. Now that the third says lashon moshezor twisted together lishmaina. It means each one has to be folded over eight times. Now arba mikan. There are four different materials you have to bring it from. So four times eight is 32. Hot lashon v'train. Therefore, like each string was 32. Tana, another price that says, Aboyim Yishmona. No, it was 48. How do you get 48? Ilua machut echad. The pasuk would have just said, chut echad, kapul lishnayim. That would mean divided and folded over twice. Folded over once to be like two. Klia, the Torah would have said klia, to twirl together, braid it together, lishloisha. Shazur, the Torah would have just said shazur lishisha. Moshazur, now that the Torah says loshna moshazur, he's twirling it together, lishnei mosa, means 12. So Abo Mikan, and there are four different materials that have to be folded over 12 times, is Abo Yimatimna. That's why you have 48. Hey, it's 4 times 12 or 48. Gemara says, Kost of Echonoima, one posted by the Maisa of the Precha says, Maisa Roikin. You have to make it Maisa Roikin. We'll soon see what Maisa Roikin means. How do you make it? It says, Maisa Roikin Gavi Mosach HaPesach. It says, the Kost of Echonoima Maisa Choshev. Another pasuk says you have to make it ma'isa choshev. That's kavi peruches ksiv. Ma'isa choshev. So for the Gemara now, my benayu. What's the difference between ma'isa roikim and ma'isa choshev? So Gemara says like this: ma'isa roikim by the mosach ha-pesach. It just says ma'isa roikim. What does that mean? Parts of echad. You have to have a face on one side. As you're making a curtain, on one side of the curtain you have a picture. On the other side you have nothing. Ma'isa choshev is Shnei Pratsufis. You have two faces. On each side you have a face. It's a different way of weaving it. You have to know how to weave it that there should be a face coming out on each side. That's called Maisa Choshev. We have Yehuda of Reb Nechemia. Machlokes. Chadama one says Maisa Roikim. What does Maisa Roikim mean? Ari Mikan Vari Mikan. You have to have two on both sides a picture of Ari, a lion. The lion sticks out on both sides of the curtain. You have a picture of a lion. That's the way you make the curtain. Maisa Choshev is Ari Mikan, V'cholot Mikan. Just the opposite. Maisa Choshev means on one side you have like a picture of the lion, the other side is blank, no picture. V'charan Omar, and the other one says, Maisa Roikim is Ari Mikan, V'cholot Mikan. No, Maisa Roikim means that. That you have a picture of a lion sticking out on one side, and the other side is smooth, is cholot. Maisa Choshev, what does Maisa Choshev mean? Ari Mikan, V'nesh Mikan. Even a bigger Kiddush. You have to have two different pictures on the two sides of the curtains, but not even the same picture, two different pictures. On one side it looked like a lion, on the other side you had a picture of an Esher. That's called Maiseh Choshev. Bishmoinim Mushtaim Riboy Hoysanasis. It was made from 820 hundred thousands. So he said, some of us will say that means strings, and some said that's how much kesev was used for it. Now, at the end it said, when it became Tomei, it needed 300 kanim to pick it up. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bizna, Bishem Shmuel, Guzma. That's what it says, 300 is exaggeration. You didn't have to have really so many. And Tamon Tanina, we learned someplace else, that Ponim Hoyo Leho Kisholish Meyaskur. So on top of the Mizbeach, from the Eish that they had to clean out in the morning, sometimes they had so much Eish, so much Eish there, that it filled up 300 kur. And Rabbi Yossi, Bei Rabbi Bun, Bishem Shmuel, Guzma. That Gemara there is also a Guzma. Even though it says Lashon of 300, it's Lavdavka 300, it means a little bit less. When it says Lashon 300 sometimes, 300 means Guzma. So to Mishnah. Bosar Kodshei Kedoshim. If you have meat from a Kodesh Kedoshim, the meat of a Chatis, the meat of a Korban Olam, Shenitma, that the meat became Tomei. Is Bein B'yava Tumah, whether it touched the Sheretz, it became Tumah Midiraisa, Bein B'vlada Tumah, whether it only touched, but this is going to be a Machlokes in the Gemara, if it means a Tumah Midirabonin, or it means just a Rishon Tumah, Tumah Midiraisa, but just a Vlada Tumah, Tumah Midirabonin, a Rishon Tumah. Bein B'fnim, Bein B'chutz, whether this meat became Tumah inside the Beis HaMikdash, whether it became Tumah outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Beishamai, Yerma Beishamai says, Hakel Yisorif, Bifnim. You have to burn this meat inside. Since the meat is Tomei, it's Kodshim, Alokhu is, you have to burn it, the Beis HaDesh in Agodom, Shebi Azora. Inside the Azora, you have to burn it. Shesham, Sarfim, Sule, Kodshi Kodoshim, Shekol, Sule, Vakodesh, Sarfim, Esu Vakodesh. Anything that became possible, Machmus, the Avoidus, inside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Alokhu, you have to burn it there, in this Beis HaDesh in Agodom. So Beishamai says that everything you burn inside, chutz, only one thing not. Mishenitma biyava tumah b'chutz. If this meat was outside the Azorah, and it became tomei from a sheretz there, so then there's not very, not allowed to bring it into the Azorah. Therefore you can't bring it inside, but rather burn it outside. Beisilu says, hakol yisorof b'chutz. No, everything you should burn outside. And even if the meat was inside the Azorah, but if it became tomei machmas a sheretz, so there's an issa to let it stay in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to take it out right away. So you're not allowed to even burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather burn it outside. Chutz, only one exception. Mishenitma v'vlad ha'tumah v'fnim. If it only became tumah with a vlad ha'tumah, that's not tumah, that you could burn inside the Beis HaMikdash.